So what's going on? So where is he? He's in the toilet. Fuck, I don't care if he's constipated. Tell him to get out. Welcome everybody to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. Dylan's
Radio Dolby
coming soon. I want to tell you about something though. Soundboarding. It's my new hobby. You listen to this podcast and someone always talks about soundboarding. I'm into it, man. It's not for the poor, you know. You've got a drum machine and all that sort of setup, so you can put stuff on pads. But it's my new hobby. Like, I just find little bits and pieces to put down soundboarding. It's like skateboarding. It's a profession, like. See, I can do anything. Even just like, Dylan, check this out. Knock all that out. Right there and then. So anyway, Dylan.
Yeah, sorry.
You're back from the toilet.
I'm trying to catch up with you talking about waterboarding or something.
Nah, it's like, soundboarding, bro. Soundboarding.
Some sort of war crime thing done by like American soldiers.
No, it's not war crime. It's soundboarding. Skateboarding, but soundboarding. It's like making abstract samples land on time.
I want to try some of these buttons actually myself.
Yeah, like that.
I like that. Let's try another one. Let's try this one.
Oh, I got it.
Brother Dolby, yeah, this man. Is good. I like this a lot, actually.
It's pretty fun, eh?
This is soundboarding.
Yeah, soundboarding. That's what they call it, soundboarding.
I'm getting distracted. This week, we've got, very soon in the studio, we've got Chris Wilson coming in to talk about the music he plays and playing the theremin, and then for the streets we go to the streets is a classic Dolby, and we're going to AJ's Fish and Chips. What more can you possibly ask for on the show? You can't ask for much more than that, really. Dolby City has a great Uber service. 9 out of 10 customers said it was all right, actually.
I don't know what I want to eat, but I can Uber it. I don't know if I love you, can I Uber you?
You're in good hands with Dylan and Andy on Dolby City Radio. For some of the best in Kiwi entertainment, join us in Dolby City Central on Radio Dolby.
Was the fantastic Mr. Chris Wilson from Selective Yellow breaking it out on the theremin, and I actually have him right here next to me in the studio. Welcome, Chris Wilson.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
My first question this evening is actually about the theremin. How on earth did you get started playing theremin?
Yeah, I probably first saw the theremin actually in the rock shop in Palmerston North in about 2010, and I kind of thought about it for a while. I kind of thought, oh yeah, that'd be a good instrument to get hold of. You know, I liked people like John Spencer Blues Explosion, and I thought it, you know, looked pretty fun to play. So I sort of hummed and hawed about it, and then by the time I got it, it had actually been shipped up to Auckland because it's sort of a relatively obscure instrument. And I got hold of it, and I'm not really particularly good at playing it. I've got a few effects pedals and stuff, and I mainly use it to make weird noises. But yeah, it's fun to play. We have a tune called Party Theme, where we have like a theremin contest and people can win cheese medals. One of the particularly gnarly pedals I put it through is got a Mega Burkitron, a sort of built pedal from just a one-man band in England. And yeah, it's sort of an integral part of the Gold Medal Famous and Selective Yellow sound.
Yeah, that's interesting, because even in a place as obscure, I guess, as Dolby City, you don't meet many bands with a lead theremin player. What can people expect when they see you play live?
For the Selective Yellow shows, expect live improvisation and a lot of strange sounds. James is playing modular synthesizers. I'll be playing the theremin and noise boxes. For Gold Medal Famous, expect a bit more song-based materials. It's not so experimental. There's some crowd participation, costumes, mm-hmm. and stage antics.
I wouldn't expect anything less, actually. Hey, Chris, tell me, if people want to listen to your music, where's the best place to go?
Some independent music stores like UFO in Auckland. Also on Bandcamp from the Power Tool webpage, and from our own Gold Medal Famous page and the Selective Yellow Bandcamp page. There's also quite a few music videos for Gold Medal Famous and some videos of live Selective Yellow performances.
Hang on a minute, you're talking Gold Medal Famous here, and I love Gold Medal Famous. We're actually going to go out actually with a Gold Medal Famous song called It's a Waste of Time, and the guy singing on this track, I believe, is no other than Mr. Vaughan Colgan. And if next time you see Vaughan, can you tell him he needs to come get on a bus, come visit us in Dolby City, and come talk to me in the studio about some of his music, please. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on the show. Let's play this song.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Been great chatting with you, and shout out to all the listeners out there, and keep enjoying weird music.
Suicide is common, especially in New Zealand. anymore.
Nothing matters anymore.
It's a waste of time.
Alright, we're outside AJ's Fish and Chip Shops. So I'm just going to pass the mic over to Brother Dolby. He's going to go in and investigate this place that's famous here in Dolby City.
I don't know if I'd say investigate. I'm just going to check out what people are ordering and how things are going for them.
I come here for their magic burgers.
Yeah, I like Chip Shop burgers, but I always make sure it's just like the Bambina burger, you know, the one with just cheese and nothing else. I can't stand that that tomato sauce from cheap places, that carnival sauce, you know what I mean, waltzer sauce.
It takes me places.
I'm not sure I'd go that far. You get a better burger at McDonald's or Burger King or something, no?
Dark places.
Oh yeah, I'm just going to move up in the queue, nice to meet you.
I am ordering hogfish.
Did you just say hogfish? Well, I've never heard of a hogfish. What's that?
I like the smell.
Aye, right enough. The smell of hogfish sounds great, man. Jesus. I'm going to move up and see this lady.
Yeah, let's go.
How you doing, ma'am? You look great. What's, how long you been coming to AG's Fish and Chips?
I have been coming here ever since I was a child.
That's amazing. That's like Dylan and I. This was our favourite place to come when we were kids as well. We used to hang around the shops outside the Tesco, just, you know, giving oldies abuse. But that's what you did when you were young. It was all about the chip shop. That's where you met. That's where you done all your social sort of gatherings. So what's your favourite, your takeaway from here then?
My favourite dish? Probably the plankton shakes.
Right, come on. Dylan, this is ridiculous. Can you hear
I know.
This?
It is.
What's going on here?
This is no surprises.
You're laughing at me, right?
No, not
Who's
at all.
Who's up next? Finally, one person that's talking sense. I get it.
Yeah, the only one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bit harsh. This chip shop's been voted best chip shop in Dolby City for 4 years straight now, so, you know.
The 80s was the best time for fish and chips. This is why I come here.
Agreed.
It is the final frontier of fast food.
Strongly disagree.
It is the pursuit and application of knowledge and understanding of the natural and social world, following a systematic methodology based on evidence.
Dylan.
Yeah?
Call the taxi, man.
I'm on it already, don't worry. Let's get
Honestly,
out of here.
I thought we were going to get some enlightening conversation going here in this chip shop, but...
Yeah.
Just moaning and groaning, really.
Yeah, that's Dolby City, you know.
Salted beluga whale fins, crispy golden moray eel skins, served in bowls of octopus ink, food that you can't imagine or think. Moles of sea lettuce, ironed and curled, is an eating odyssey in the undersea world.
With brine and mermaid curls, oyster omelets and tangles of pearls,
seagrass souffle and barracuda soup and tons of blue barnacles brought by the scoop. Bluefish and clownfish served in coral pies. Jellyfish dessert with deep sea squid eyes. Seaweed mollusk meat and seahorse tails. The aroma of ambergris, a gift from the whales. Turtle soup and mollusk mash, no nautical limits if you've brought lots of cash. The food has ascended from down in the deep, beyond the blue and the darkness, where the viper fish creep.
At AJ's Fish and Chips, it's not just about fish and chips, it's about lots of things that live in the sea. Things like abalone and angelfish and barnacles and basking sharks and octopus and bioluminescent blue whales and box jellyfish and blue crabs and blue tang and blue ringed octopus and bottom head sharks and clownfish and conch shells and cookie cutter sharks and cuttlefish delights and dead man's fingers and Dumbo octopus and eels and elephant seals and emperor shrimp and fran worms, flying fish, flounder and frilled sharks and green turtles and gropers and haddocks and hakes and herrings and salamanders and koi fish and krill and lionfish and lobsters and mako sharks and manta rays and mussels and megalodon. No, we don't have megalodons, actually.
Prepare yourself a cocktail and refresh with your hosts, Dylan and Andy, on Radio Dolby.
So here we are, Dylan, at the end of another great podcast.
Yeah.
Amazing guests, you know.
Yeah.
I thought we'd just go a little bit easy, and okay. I've not scratched for a while, have I?
No.
Got dust on these turntables.
Yeah, you need to dust your turntables.
I think I might let you do the outros, and I'll just let my hands go, brother. Check it.
You let your hands go, and I'll just let my mouth flow. I'd like to thank Chris Wilson for coming in and joining us and talking about the theremin. Shona May for her radio stingers, she does a great job of that. And coming up on the show next week, we've got a special guest by the name of Dave Normal. I don't think his interview will be normal. We'll find out more next week.
On a one ticket tip, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
And if you're a regular listener to our show, just want to say thank you for bothering to tune in to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. Hopefully we'll see you next week. Alright, we're going to go out with our song of the week, which is of course by the Dolby Brothers, and it's a song called I Don't Give a Fuck About. Enjoy. Okay, Dolby, let's get it out. Let's talk about the things we not hate, but you know, we don't give a fuck about. It's like me recording at the moment on the washing machine in the background. I don't give a fuck. This is Dolby, man. This is how we roll. That's one thing I don't really care about. I don't want a flash microphone and like gear and like a padded studio. I'm here, man. I'm real. I'm living it. I'm the dream. I don't care about all that stuff.
Neither do I, man. I don't give a fuck, you know. I send stupid emails on a Friday night. You know, I'm a bit hungover, playing all my songs. I just don't care. Honestly, I don't care anymore. In fact, I just don't give a fuck. To be honest, I don't give a fuck, Dylan. It's pretty bad, though, isn't it? To have that sort of attitude. I don't know if it's healthy.
I don't give a fuck about, don't give a fuck about what I eat for breakfast. I don't give a fuck about, don't give a fuck about
recycled plastic bags.
I don't give a fuck about, don't give a fuck about and what I eat for lunch. I don't give a fuck about, don't give a fuck about
what you eat for lunch.
I know I don't give a fuck about much. It's not like I don't give a fuck about anything. It's just I carefully choose the things I give a fuck about. It's just not that much. Just don't give a fuck.
To give a fuck I do.
Just don't give a fuck.
upgrading my recycling.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
giving money to charity.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
not making the most of the weekend.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
I don't even get it made.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
keeping my car clean.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
type 2 diabetes.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about
the car I drive. Most people think.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about it.
Then you probably can't even think.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about it.
Or what I think.
I don't give a fuck about it, don't give a fuck about it.